Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360, news, perspectives, and real-world answers to manage your money for success. It's Friday, and it's time for our word of the week. The word this week is effective tax rate. With so much tax talk going on around today, it's always a good idea to understand how taxes work. When you look at tax schedules, you're looking at marginal rates like 15% or 25% or 35%, but that's not necessarily what you pay. Both individuals and corporations end up paying what is called their effective tax rate. For individuals, the formula for your effective tax rate is the amount that you paid in taxes divided by your total taxable income. Your taxable income is what's left after all of your deductions. So if I'm single and I earned $75,000 in 2017, if I look at the tax table, that puts me in a 25% tax bracket. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'll need to pay 25% of my income or $18,750 in taxes because I get to take deductions. And I have deductions, like mortgage interest payments and property taxes and state and local taxes, as well as a personal exemption. And if I add all that up together, it comes to $20,000. And that reduces my taxable income from $75,000 to $55,000. And the tax on that would be $9,489. And my effective rate then would be 17%. Instead of 25%. So as long as you have deductions, your effective tax rate can be lower than your marginal rate. And the same thing applies to corporations. The effective tax rate for corporations is their tax expense, or what they have paid or what they owe in taxes, divided by their taxable revenue, or what's left after all of their deductions, of which there can be many. So even with a marginal tax rate for a corporation of 35%, the fact is that, like individuals, most of them don't pay that rate. And in fact, it's often less, a lot less. So I believe individuals need a tax cut as much or more than corporations. If you think so too, let your congressperson know. Our word of the week, effective tax rate. The marginal rate for individuals and corporations is not necessarily what they pay. Instead, you pay your effective tax rate, and with some planning, it can be a lot lower. On another note, this is the perfect time of the year for end-of-year planning, or to get those nagging questions finally answered so you can hit the ground running in 2018. I'm setting up special office hours through December 15th, and if you would like more info, contact me at feedback@mym360.com. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. And remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been Minding Your Money 360. For more information, visit us at psworth.com/mym360.